I'm starting to think that maybe, just maybe, you guys were right about something. Now, I don't want to admit this. It actually pains me to admit this. But you guys know that I'm going to always try to be honest and give you my real opinion on these things. I think the SEC in college football has become incredibly annoying. And I think that they have turned into massive complainers about the rules every time the rules don't suit them. So right now, they are trying to figure out a way on how to do the 14-team playoff. They had a 12-team playoff. They are only going to have that for one more year. The SEC's mad that they didn't get all the teams that they wanted in. I mean, they really think that Alabama should have been in the college football playoff despite not earning it on the field. So now, instead of telling Alabama to get better, we now have to make sure that the rules are fair so we can make sure that every team that's on the bubble can make it to the college football playoff. So there is a proposed model that the SEC wants. They want a 4-4-3-3-1 format. What does that mean? They want it guaranteed that the Big Ten and the SEC would guarantee at least get four teams into the college football playoff. They then want the Big 12 and the ACC to get a smaller piece of the pie. And then, you know what? I mean, here, Boise State here. We'll give you one. I mean, we've already taken up all the other games here. We'll give you one. We want you guys to feel like you're a part of this whole thing. Obviously, the Big 12 and the ACC don't want to sign up to a model that guarantees they'll never get as many teams in as the Big 10 and the SEC. So they're going back and forth, and they're trying to fight it. Here is Greg Sankey, quote, "I don't lecture others about good of the game, coordinated press releases about what's good for the game. I'm looking for ideas to move us forward." You know what would help college football? And I say this as a sport that I love. In some ways, college football is actually my favorite sport to watch and follow. The problem will always be simple. Two leagues want to be treated differently and better than everybody else. And that's not how sports work. We don't treat the AFC West different than the AFC East because the Chiefs are in one of the division. We don't treat the NFC East special because the Cowboys are in their division. And we treat the AFC South differently. No, we are on the same level playing field. You get one guaranteed team in the postseason, and then everybody else, you got to earn your own keep out here. That's not the way the SEC, and that's not the way the Big Ten see it. So, yes, we want to play our non-conference games in late November. We think that we should get more teams in the playoff than you should. We think that we should win every hypothetical argument when it comes to why we should be in the postseason, because if you asked Vegas, our team would win. But these games aren't played on paper. Greg Sankey was arguing that if they did this format that his own chancellors are arguing for, he was arguing that it would actually hurt SEC teams. You're telling me it would hurt SEC teams if you guaranteed get four of the 16 spots? How many spots do you want? We just want everybody from the SEC to make the college football playoff? That's not how this works. This is why the rest of the sport hates you and roots against you in these moments. Because you guys, instead of trying to be better than Ohio State, instead of trying to be better than Clemson or better than Notre Dame, you simply try to rig the rules in your favor. And that's not how sports are supposed to be. Have they always been like this? They couldn't have been like this in the early 2000s, in the mid-2000s. They were dominating the sport. The SEC hasn't always been this annoying, have they? Because right now when they're trying to figure out the rules and right now they're trying to figure out, all right, hey, how are we going to do this thing? There appears to be one conference that is making it more difficult for everybody else. It's the SEC. We don't get any stories that the Big 12 is making this difficult or the ACC is making this difficult. No, not even the Big 10. We're not even hearing that argument about them. There's one conference that has to continuously make trouble. just so we can argue if Ole Miss should get into the playoff? Well, you should have told Ole Miss to schedule better in the non-con, and they had enough chances in their regular season schedule. They missed the playoffs. I'm sorry. The SEC, they're starting to get on my nerves.
To answer your question, they've always been this annoying. They have. The difference is they've been annoying, but they've always been able to back it up. Our league's the best because we just keep winning championships. Our league's the best because we keep dominating the bowl game. Our league's the best because when we do make the playoff, we make the most noise. That was, as a non-SEC fan, what was annoying about the SEC was they carried themselves with this arrogance, but they were able to back it up. But now they 1,000% are unable to back it up. Why don't you play 9 league games? Well, we got to have that week 14 matchup against the Citadel. Why? Put a conference game there. You know, if we played hypothetical games based on Vegas spreads, our teams would be undefeated. Okay, let's put your teams in the playoffs and see what they actually do. You only had one team make the semifinals, and you had one team get just roasted in the first round, and you got one team that got beat in their backyard in the quarterfinal in Georgia. Like, they have always been this annoying. But now, because of their success from like 09 to 17, they were always able to back up their talk. But now it's just talk and there's nothing backing it up. I don't want to hear about how, you know, if South Carolina had gotten the ball to bounce one different direction, they'd be in the playoff. And that's the only how it works in the SEC. That's how it works in most leagues nowadays, because we have like 17 team power leagues. Just stop, SEC.
Listen to this. There's two quotes that blow my mind from the SEC. I mean, they're simply telling you that they're going to try to manipulate this thing to make sure that they can get as many teams in the postseason as possible. This is from the Texas A&M athletic director. You just mentioned conference games. The SEC came out and said that them adding another conference game is dependent on how many guaranteed spots they're going to get in the postseason, because they see it. Hey, well, if we have Alabama play on the road against Florida or on the road against South Carolina, when we could just have Alabama play Citadel, we think that actually helps us in trying to get as many teams in the postseason. Wait, you're telling me the same league that says it just means more is now ducking the smoke from each other? So you added all of these teams into the conference, but you're afraid to play the teams in your conference? It's weak sauce. Then listen to this. This is the most mind-blowing quote from somebody who is in administration in college athletics. This is the Florida athletic director. Their team just won the basketball championship. Quote, this is the Florida AD. We don't feel a committee is ideal in choosing a postseason. I question whether it's appropriate for college football. Wait. You're telling me an athletic director doesn't think a committee is ideal for choosing a postseason? How do we determine what teams make the NCAA tournament? A committee selects that, right? How do we choose what teams make the college baseball tournament? It's a committee, right? Like, people vote on who we think should make these things. Now we're anti-committee in college athletics? Well, then how do you guys think we should determine what teams make it in college football? Again, this isn't the NFL. In the NFL, we don't need a committee to determine what teams make the playoffs, because everybody plays an equal schedule in the NFL. Everybody. If you guys want to get together and determine an equal schedule for every team in college football and make it more like the NFL with regulated rules and a salary cap, and you want to handle it like that, sure, that's great. But you guys have never shown a desire to give up some of the power that you have as entities. You guys don't move on one accord. I'm a big believer that COVID showed us the effectiveness and efficiency of some of your favorite places. Think back during that time, now 5 years ago. Think of how some of your favorite restaurants handle COVID. I mean, some of them had the takeout business. It was incredible. I remember going to Jack Stack, the one out in Lee's Summit. It's not that far from where my mom lives. And just the way that they had the line set up, oh my goodness, it was A-plus customer service. Hey, we're going to take your order, bring it around here, boom, boom, boom. We're going to whip it up. Hey, we appreciate you supporting local. Some of you tried to support your favorite local business during COVID, and then you finally realized how disorganized they were. This is when I realized in college football that none of the entities talk to each other. well, this league's going to start thin. This league decided, hey, well, there was no uniformity to it. The NFL moves in one accord. The NBA, baseball, they all move in one accord because they have a union. Because the players represent themselves and the owners represent them. There's two sides having a conversation. Not in college football. There are the Big Ten and the SEC that do a lot of the talking. The Big 12 and the ACC do a lot of the listening and then suggest ideas that the two other conferences don't listen to. Boise State has absolutely no power. The NCAA is sitting there twiddling their thumbs trying to figure out where they fit in all of this. And they're not trying to make too much noise because they really don't need to be part of this process. We don't need you anymore. It's all messed up. You guys wanted a college football playoff, and we are seeing what the cost of that is going to be. I mean, eventually we'll get to the football part of it, and it'll be great. I mean, Saturdays in the fall, there's nothing like it. A day is sitting there on the couch, and I'm telling you, from sun up to sundown, we got great college football action, but the nonsense behind the scenes, the bickering, the arguing, the lack of uniformity, it's so silly. And the biggest culprit in all of it, the biggest culprit, it's the SEC. You guys come off as whiners. You know somebody who just can't get their way and just they make it hell for everybody else. But when they were winning, they were the funnest person to be around. Now they're not winning. No one's afraid of the SEC anymore.